because my color, they wasn't doing nothing. The Baptist, them people called themselves church, they don't want nothing but your money. And them preachers, that man over there need to be thrown out of there. He ain't nothing but a false prophet. He's kicked his wife out and married another woman and got her sitting up there every Sunday in the pulpit with him. Well, God don't, ain't you think God pleased with that? He said not to commit adultery. None of that will go into the kingdom. But you see, he said, watch out for the false prophet. You read that in Jeremiah. And he said, when he come back here in the days of the judgment to judge this world, the wicked from the righteous, he said, frogs going to be jumping out these false prophet mouths because they prophesied lies in his name. They run well, but God haven't called them. You just say, now you doing this way. You just say in the morning, you take your Bible. You say, well, I'm going, well, I say up here to Payne College. That's where all these niggas go learn to study to be a preacher. Well, that ain't God calling you. When God called you, you don't have to go to school. He puts it in him. Them old four parents back yonder, they didn't know A from B. But they preached from Genesis to Revelation. When Moses, God spoke to Moses out the burning bush. Moses was a murderer. He killed the Egyptian and buried him in the sand. And he ran away into the wilderness. But God forgived him with a cause. You're justified. And Moses was a Hebrew. And he saw a person fighting a Hebrew. And the Hebrew couldn't overcome him. And he looked around, he didn't see nobody, and he killed the Hebrew, that man who was fighting the Hebrew, Egyptian, and buried him in the sand. But God spoke to him in the wilderness from the burning bush. Now I got them pictures there to show you, right in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Moses said he saw the bush when it caught on a fire, and it didn't consume, it just kept burning. And he said, I turned aside to see what it meant. And he said, then the voice came out of the fire, told Moses. Moses, now these preachers, they says poor, but it don't spell poor. It spells P-U-T, put. God told Moses, Moses, put your shoes from off your feet, for the ground where you're standing is holy ground. And he says, I'll fight your battle if you just keep still. All you got to do is just trust God. Poor little David didn't have nothing. David was bad. And they say he was after God's own heart. He committed adultery. He got a baby by Uriah's wife. And he was a captain in the army. Uriah was a soldier. Then he sent Uriah's death to the commanding officer by Uriah. He wrote a letter and give it to him. He said, when you get to the battlefield this morning, give this to the commanding officer. On that letter said to the commanding officer, put Uriah in the front of the hottest battle and get him killed. Because he had gotten a baby by Uriah's wife. But God took the baby. The baby died. Then he moaned all the time. The baby was sick. When they come and told him, the servant said, well, master, the baby's dead. He said, well, bring me some food. Let me eat. He said, why are you going to eat now? You moaned all the time. The baby was, he said, well, I thought it would live. But it's gone. Now there's nothing else I can do. But he prayed so hard. He wrote all that Psalms, book of Psalms. You look and you see David's name. He begged God to forgive him for the things he done wrong. He said, I was shaped in iniquity, boned in sin, and shaped in iniquity. Lord, create within me a new heart. And he prayed so hard, God told him one day, he called him, said, David, this day I have made you my son, and I'll make a covenant with you, and I'll never break it. Now, Solomon couldn't build a house of prayer. He was David's son. Mm-hmm. David couldn't build a house of prayer because he had blood on his hand. He had mm-hmm. been in the army, killed people, but Solomon built the house of prayer. But then he turned around and turned against God. The women turned him from God. He had 700 wives and 300 women, concubines. So God ripped the tribe away from Solomon. because the women turned him away. But he begged God too, and he went back, got forgiveness, and he wrote all that Proverbs. You read, and it's all to young men, telling you how to shun bad women. He said the women were beautiful to look at. And they called, well, Eve was the one done the sinning back there. Adam didn't do it. Eve broke them laws. But God punished Adam because he gave him the laws. The man is the head of his house. And the wife is supposed to listen to the husband. But these young little gals now, they don't want to hear these men. They want to be boss. And they won't.